Okay, Shkoch, I see we have a nice Olam here. Shana Alka, even though it's Shana Bet Friday Seder, and Be'ez Hashem, we should all have the privilege of coming back here to Shiv Torah Shraga for Shana Bet. As the Gemara tells us, Godom Mitzuvah Me'osev Mish'enu Mitzuvah. One would think that if you're not commanded to do something, and you do it, so that's more commendable, more valuable, more worthy than if you are commanded. But the Gemara says not like that, because different explanations, but could be that when you're obligated, so there's more yitzhar not to do it. When you're not obligated, so there's a certain desire to do it. But you, right, Friday Seder is officially not mandatory for Shana Aleph, but yet we see a nice crowd of Shana Aleph boys here. Be'ez Hashem, when you come back next year, you'll have even greater schar, because Golo Mitzuvah Me'osa, Misha En Mitzuvah Osa. So in this week's Parsha, Parsha Emor, one of the things the Parsha deals with is Yom Tovim. And including one of the seemingly, it doesn't seem to be a holiday, but Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, at first glance, seems to be just a counting in between Pesach and Shavuos. But it happens, the Ramban says that the Zman of Sfiras HaOmer actually has some forms of Din of Chol HaMoed, that it's the bridge between the days of Pesach and the days of Shavuos. Now, the Sefer, in the Maram Shik, he has the Minyan HaMitzvos. He gives numbers to the Mitzvos. He gets to 613. There are many Minyan HaMitzvos. We know the Rambam, we know the Ramban, we know the Smag. So, the Mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer is Shin Zayin. What's the significance of being the 307th Mitzvah? When you think about the math, it's the center Mitzvah of all 613, right? Shin Vav is 306, right? 307, then you have 306. So there's something very special about the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that it is the center mitzvah. It's 306 before, 306 afterwards, it's the middle mitzvah. So the Mephoshim say that it seems as though that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer plays a central role in Torah in general. And obviously that has to do with the idea that it's a count up towards Mantura, that we released from bondage in Mitzrayim, the birth of Klal Yisrael, but ultimately it was not enough. We still needed to go to reach the point of Kabbalah Satoros, which is the ultimate. They say over in the Nesvarim that that's the Bar Mitzvah. That's when we become Chayim Mitzvahs. That's when we got the Torah. We were Jewish. We were free. We were ready to serve Hashem, but we weren't properly complete until we. Until we became Bar Mitzvah. They say over and then no, is it the Chasna? No, the Chasna was Shavuos. Sorry, no. I think they say Shavuos is the Bar Mitzvah. And then, it's Chasana, I'm sorry. It's Chasana. And then, through the summertime, you have Tisha B'Av, and some sort of separation between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then, Yom Kippur, essentially, and ultimately, the Simcha of Sukkot, the Simcha Torah, is the return of the marriage, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Ayin Sham. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Korban that was brought, the Korban of Omer, on the second day of Pesach, was from Seorim, which is from barley. And barley is the food of animals. Yet on Shavuos, what kind of korban do we bring? A korban chita of wheat, which is the food that a man eats. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you see, that we're supposed to go from the behema aspect, from the animalistic instincts that a person has, which is what the state we were in on Pesach. We were just released from Mitzrayim, and we're supposed to work through the all 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer to reach what? To reach Shavuos when we're at a level of a proper human being who eats chita. And that's the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer, to take yourselves from the animalistic instincts that you have and working on yourself the entire 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, reaching to Kabbalah Satorah. So Rav Melech Biederman brings down that it really is a natural thing that a person gets more agitated, irritated, and his midos go through a tremendous test during the summer months, when things start to get hotter and warmer. A person can become more agitated. And therefore, that's why, during this tekufa, on top of the fact that it is certainly a preparation for Matan Torah, there's a minhag to say Pirkei Avos. Right? I think this is machlokas. It depends if you kept one day or 2 days, the last days, whether the first, the eighth day of Pesach, I think there it's really already started Perek Aleph. But in America, I guess they started Perek Aleph last week. But the idea is to work on Pirkei Avos. And in a similar note, that we know that when a child is born, right, he has a lot of vaccines. Well, he needs vaccines. Why? To protect himself from all the germs and all the negative elements that are in the atmosphere. And that's the mashal. And the nimshal is that when the Jews were born, living with Mitzrayim, so they needed to work on themselves. They needed to be able to make themselves immune to the negative atmosphere that they're going to live in this world, in the Olam Hazeh. So therefore they had to go through working on their midos, which is the idea of Pirkei Avos, and leading up towards Sfiras HaOmer. In addition, the Chasam Sofer says that the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, each one is connected a whole year. And the 50th year, the 50th day, is connected to the 50th, which is Yovel, which is like the ultimate year. And he wants to explain that if a person goes through a Sfiras HaOmer in the proper frame of mind, so he's accomplishing living essentially 50 years of Kedusha. So says the Chasam Sofer. And the Chidah says the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim. It says, V'asisu lulos chamishim, שמכוון על 50 ימי הספיר הקדושים, וכמו שהלולוס, הם המחוברות בין הירוס לקרושים, by the Mishkan, the lulos, the hooks connected the curtains and the beams, כך אלו היום הם ימי חיבור בין בני ישראל לבין אביהם של השמיים. It's not only a time of working on Ben Onel Chavero, which it certainly is, because of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who passed away because they weren't giving honor to each other, but it's also a tremendous time of working on Ben Onel Mokom, that these 50 days are like the Hamishim Lulos, the hooks that connected the curtains of the Mishkan with the beams of the Mishkan. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Usfartim Lechem, this is, I'm going to quote, Uvederech Remez Be'omrim Usfartim, Al Derech Oimrim, Ki Nishamos Am B'nei Yisrael Heim B'b'chin HaSaluchos. The souls of the Jewish people are like the tablets, Uvem Tzuyos Tachluyeh HaNefesh, V'tumas HaTiyuv, Yislach Zuviyachshach Oirim. So what happens is, in this world, we become stained from what's going on in the world, the Yetzirah and other things. And the Medrash Tanhuma says, "Ki haluchos shel sampirion hayu." Right, the luchos made out of the rock, the what, sampirion, right, the sapphire, right. So lezeh amar usfartim lechem usfartim loshen of sampirion. V'mtzayis minyan zeh atem v'ira mirim ki sampirion es atzbechem. When you work on these 49 days, these 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, Usfartim Lechem is to promise to you that you reach the level of Luchos and become fit to accept the Luchos. So I think it's important to note this expression is certainly Usfartim Lechem. Machas Shabbos Ad Chamishim Yom. Not exactly. Usfartim Lechem. Machas Shabbos Chamishim Yom. Shabbos Shabbos is Tumimos, right? So the idea is we're not stam counting, right? Again, we know we're counting down to counting up to Matan Torah. And one would think when you count down to something, count to something important, you count down. So why is it the famous question that we're counting up? So one of the answers I saw was from one of the Gerrit Rebbes, I think it was Imre Emes. He said that it's one day that we've sort of shed the level of being like a behemoth. 2 days away from being a behemoth. 3 days away from being a behemoth. Based on that Oruch HaShulchan that points out that we're leaving the barley korban and we're going to the wheat korban. And certainly I think there's two running themes here. Theme number one is that we're in Sfiras HaOmer. We usually assume that that Sfira is synonymous with mourning. But in reality, Sfaratim is just the count of 50 days. What does that have to do with the death of Rabbi Akiva's children? The death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. It's seemingly unrelated. Sfira is Sfaratim Lechem. The word Sfira has nothing to do with mourning. It happens to be 24,000 Talmidim died during this period. So what's the significance of that? It seems to be that since we were leading up to Matan Torah, and in order to accept the Torah, we need to be Ki Ishachad B'Lev Echad, we need to have Achdus, we need to perfect our Midos, right? As it says in Sefer Midbar, right? The Torah is accepted where? In a Midbar, where there's no Gaiva, right? They're not dealing honorably with each other, it means there's Gaiva. You have to get rid of the Gaiva, number one. Number two, you have to be on a level of Achdus. And only then can you accept the Torah. So there's certainly a time to excel and to work on one's midos and one's connection to his friends, in order that he could be misached, in order that he can unite with his fellow Jews in accepting the Torah. But we also see that it's time to work on his avodas Hashem between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his animalistic instincts, a person's animalistic instincts that's the madriga he was on when he left Mitzrayim. We know that the Jews in general were on in Memtes Shari Tuma, which seems to allude to the fact that they were on a more animalistic level. And they have to work on that 49 days, every day growing more and more, not just counting down to Kabbalah Torah, but rather working upwards, getting rid of shedding that animalistic instinct, and getting ready to become one with the Torah. Right? As it says, Yisrael, Jewish people, the Torah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu were one. We're essentially we're going towards the Chasana. On Shavuos, the connection, the idea of Matan Torah, symbolizes the marriage between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And here we are getting ready to marry the Torah, getting ready to marry to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person has to know that in order to be able to properly get married, right, you got to prepare. You got to know you got to know who you're marrying. You have to know, and so it certainly takes thought, like anything in life. You got to prepare for it, and that's essentially what the Sefiras Homer is. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us Shiyata Dishmaya. You should excel. I certainly suggest learning Pirkei Avos on the weeks that are appropriate. This week, I guess it's either Beis or Gimel, depending on your schedule. But certainly, at least reading through it Shabbos afternoon, and working on your Midos and trying to give that extra effort towards your connection to your chaverim and giving honor to each other. And I certainly also would recommend placing a little bit more focus on getting out of the animalistic feel, right? A person has an urge to go ahead and take a break and get a coffee, or a person that needs to, like, you know, he wants to munch on something, perhaps in a more aggressive and, you know, animalistic type of eating. You know, sit down, eat like a mensch, talk like a mensch, walk like a mensch, and so on and so forth. Then you sort of shed that feeling of being animalistic and being more dedicated to dedicating your minds, your thoughts, and your actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.